this truth of my head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And welcome to Bob Benyard Live. You can catch this show online at KGOV, KGOV.com, if you ever miss it on the radio. And, of course, we air weekdays on the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT. Today we're going to be talking about a handful of news stories, including Israel is considering declaring war on Lebanon now that Hezbollah has captured two Israeli soldiers, and that's to the north of Israel, while their efforts against Hamas is in the south, in Gaza. What else is in the news? In Washington, D.C., they've declared a state of emergency. And you know what's interesting? I'm headed down in Jackson, Mississippi, with Operation Save America. All next week they'll be there. I'll be there a few days, trying to close down the last abortion clinic in the state of Mississippi. And the city of Jackson, Mississippi, they've also declared a state of emergency over the last few weeks with the horrendous crimes and murders happening. There's an upsurge in murder around the country, which is tragic. And so we'll be talking about that. And George W. Bush is bragging about the deficit. We've only spent more than we've taken in this year. It looks like it's only about $300 billion more, and so the Republicans are celebrating. And Bush is saying, hey, that's not bad when you compare it to the GDP, and we'll talk about that. And what else? Oh, Al Sharon, Pops. I call him Pops. He works here in the office. A few weeks back, I didn't want to say it back then because everybody would panic and hundreds of people would call in. Pops had a heart attack, and he's doing very well. He's looking great. He's strong. But he was in the hospital. He was in the hospital for 48 hours, and we got the bill. I got it right here in my hand. We got the bill, $68,000. Pops, $68,000 for 48 hours? Did you have a back rub? Somebody walk on your back? $68,000. So we'll talk about these issues. But before we get to those, two stories that fascinate me. One, they've taken two science stories. This one, they took a paralyzed man at Massachusetts General Hospital, and they implanted computer sensors into his brain. Now, how does that sound to you? Does that sound like something you'd like? They implanted electrodes in his brain, and this is exciting what's happened. He is able to move a cursor on his computer screen. For example, move the cursor, click on an email, and open it just by thinking about it. That's intense. He's also controlling a robotic device just by thinking about it. And this is not the first time this has happened, but this is a major advance in this kind of technology, implanting electrodes in the brain of a paralyzed person. And if you think about it, your brain controls the motor functions of your body. Neurons send out these signals, and they say, okay, I want to move my feet. I want to move my legs. I want to start walking. I want to move my hand. I want to move my finger and click on that icon on my desktop. And so since those signals are sent by your brain, then the more we understand about how your brain functions, then we'll be able to tap into that. And so people who have lost that kind of functionality, little by little, Lord willing, hopefully if we have the wisdom and the ability, we'll be able to give those people back some functionality. Imagine they starved to death, little Dylan Wolborn, 4-year-old boy that was brain damaged. here in the Denver area, Denver's Children's Hospital. They suggested to the parents that it would be a good idea to starve their son to death, and the parents did. It took 24 days to kill Dylan Wolborn by starvation. And who knows, maybe Dylan would have been selecting his own favorite cartoons in the near future. His mom would read him stories, and he had his favorite parts of the stories. But they killed him because they didn't think he had much chance of improvement. And so Denver's Children's Hospital is into the child-killing euthanasia business. And they suggested to the parents that it would be fine to kill little Dylan. Dylan would be better off if the medical community could just agree to kill him, and they did kill him. And that was reported by the Denver Post, and you could read about it at dylanwolborn.com. All right, so we're excited about this paralyzed man at Massachusetts General Hospital who's now able to open an email on a screen simply by thinking about it. Isn't that neat? That is just extraordinary. It's exciting. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah. Answers in Genesis, on their website, they're highlighting an article. When people believe that the earth is millions of years old, one of the best examples they use for their evidence is radioactive dating. Radio dating of rocks, like radioisotope, like potassium argon, for example. Here's what they say. They say, well, scientists know that when you have molten rock and it cools down and it hardens into a rock, that they're able to date how long ago that rock cooled down and hardened. It's called radioisotope dating, and one of the most popular methods is potassium argon. They know that potassium is radioactive. It's unstable. It decays very slowly into something called argon. So they measure, well, how much argon is in the rock, and then they figure out, they say, okay, this rock is 1 million years old, for example. Well, they've now done this at Mount St. Helens, and that's pretty neat. Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980. So how many million years ago is that, 1980? Oh, that's just 26 years ago. And in the years since, there have been smaller eruptions, and a dome has appeared in the crater. There's a lava dome that's now pretty large. It's over 1,000 feet high in subsequent eruptions. And so geologists have climbed that dome, which is a little bit risky, but maybe not too risky, but a little risky. They've climbed that dome and took a good chunk of rock that was just, it was lava back, you know, in the last 15 years or so. Actually, from the time the rock was lava and hardened to the time they had it tested was about 10 years. And this is a geologist named Dr. Stephen Austin, and we have had him on this program on Bob and Yurt Live. We aired his video on Mount St. Helens back when Bob and Yurt Live was also on television. And so he took this a chunk of rock, about a 15-pound chunk, and they had it dated at Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Geochron Laboratories, which is a well-respected laboratory for doing radiometric dating. So they analyzed the rock, and here's what they figured out. Okay, they said this rock was molten, and then it hardened, it formed into a solid rock somewhere about, and then there was a range, depending on what part of the rock they dated. Anywhere from about 300,000 years ago to about 3 million years ago, maybe up to 3.5 million years ago. So let's see, how close were they? How close were they? They took this rock and they dated different parts of this rock. And the whole rock hardened at the same time. about 10 years before they dated it. And so they were off. Instead of 10 years, instead of saying, we've tested this rock scientifically, and we know that it formed very recently, about 10 years ago, or less than 100 years ago, or less than 1,000 years ago. Instead of that, they said, you know what? This rock formed about 1 million years ago, or 2 million, or 3, or 3.5 million, maybe, based on their results. The youngest date they could possibly say was about 1/3 of a million years ago. So they were off by 99.999%. And that's pretty much completely off. When you are wrong by 99.999%, you're just wrong. And so millions of people think the best proof that the Earth is millions of years old comes from radiometric dating. That's scientific stuff, and the scientists are, you know, very accurate. Now, when they submitted the sample to the lab, they didn't tell them it came from Mount St. Helens. They didn't tell them that it was only 10 years old. So, and the way radioisotope dating works is when you have rock that is molten and then it cools down and solidifies, that's called igneous rock, then it supposedly dates how long ago it hardened. That's what radioactive dating is all about. And it doesn't work. It blind dating works better than radioactive dating, if you were keeping track. People who go on blind dates, that has a much higher success rate than radioactive dating. Okay. All right, so that's two science stories, and that's a lot of fun. Okay, now what else is in the news? My wife, Cheryl, she filled out a questionnaire on Christian ministries and public schools. And is that, could that be considered newsworthy? If my wife fills out a questionnaire, is that newsworthy? Well, Cheryl got this questionnaire from a national Christian ministry, and I'm not going to name the ministry. I'm not going to name it. And you could, you could think through different Christian ministries. And the questionnaire is all about, how do you feel about the dangers to children described by Christian ministries, like dangers kids are being taught, there's no right and wrong, homosexuality is good, abortion is good, we've evolved from animals. And my wife indicated extremely concerned. And the next question was, what would you do if you had a child in California's public schools? Now, this is interesting. This questionnaire just came and we filled it out. But for some years now, some national Christian leaders have been saying California's public schools are so bad. And I'm wondering, how about the other 49 states? What, they're so good? They're about equally as horrendous. Christians buy a home, and the realtor says, well, this neighborhood has one of the best schools in the whole country. Always, always. Doesn't matter what state, what county, what neighborhood. Do you know this is one of the best schools in the country? They've received their awards, and they're one of the top 10 or one of the best. How often does a realtor say to the family, they're thinking of buying a home, and they say, I wouldn't put your kids in that school. They got guns in there. You know, on Denver cable TV, they're airing this public service announcement, this PSA, and they have a kid saying that he's afraid that a gang member in his public school classroom wants to kill him. He's saying, you know, I look over at that kid, he's a gang member, and I'm afraid he wants to kill me. And you know what the public school announcement says to the kids? Just stay in school. Just stay in school. I couldn't believe it. I could hardly believe my ears. That's been running ROS, run of station, around the clock in the Denver area on Comcast. just stay in school. Stay in school. The kid is saying, I think this kid next to me, he's a gang member. I think he wants to kill me. Oh, come on. Don't be a wimp. Just stay there. I mean, talk about liberal concern for children. They're more concerned for the ideology of the National Education Association than they are concerned about kids. I would say to that family, if they said, our son is afraid that a gang member in one of his classes wants to kill him, I would say, well, the public school system is godless. The curriculum is godless. And kids are taught that they're animals, that they've evolved from animals, that there is no absolute right or wrong. They're taught that they have come into existence through a godless system. And so that, of course, is natural when kids act like animals after they're told they are animals. And so I would take your child immediately out of the godless school and either homeschool or send him to Christian school or let him drop out. Is he old enough to drop out? He'll learn more at work. Plus, he'll make some money. Don't have him babysat by a godless system. So, okay. So anyway, this is a questionnaire my wife is filling out. And it said, what if you had a child in California's public schools? Well, why do they clarify it with California's? Any public school, what would you do? And Cheryl said, I'd get them out. Okay. What is the relevance of this issue to children in other parts of the nation? And Cheryl said, the assault on children in California's public schools has already spread across the country. Children everywhere are at risk. Okay, and they said, what were you thinking as you read our materials about these California public schools? And she said, I was deeply disturbed. And what group do you think is most reprehensible for the attack on children in these public schools? And then the options were homosexual and legislative activists. Now, this is a questionnaire from a national Christian ministry. Who do you think is most responsible for the attack on children in our public schools? Homosexual and legislative activists, liberal educators, parents, or there is no problem? And Cheryl checked parents who are uninvolved and have let this tragedy develop. It's mostly the parents' fault, right? If you have your kids in a godless education system, the bad results that happen, which are predictable, those bad results are mostly your fault. They're also the fault of the public school administrators and our governing officials and the public school teachers, but they're mostly the fault of the parents. Secondarily, they're the fault of the public school teachers, right? Because you go based on the amount of influence and control that different groups have over these kids. So mostly it's the fault of the parents. Secondly, the teachers. Thirdly, the administrators. And fourthly, the government, which funds these godless schools. Okay, but the teachers who spoon feed the godless curriculum to the kids, they're significantly at fault. Christians who point out the problems with the public schools, they like to pretend that the teachers are all good, but somehow the godless curriculum gets implemented with no one actually doing anything about it. Just it gets implemented by itself. But that's not true. It's sort of like Germany. You know, Hitler didn't kill any Jews. He's responsible, but he didn't kill any Jews. It's hundreds of thousands of Germans that committed the Holocaust. And same thing with our public school system. It's hundreds of thousands of teachers who implement the godless school system that destroys kids. How do you add it up? By the numbers? It's easier to add it up by the generations. If you want to get an idea of how many kids are destroyed. So, do you think children are in serious danger? My wife answered yes. The threat is real and is deeply disturbing. What do you think is the quality of the schools in your state? Cheryl wrote, very poor and getting worse. And then the ninth question was open-ended. Is there anything you would like to say to our ministry and to me, the leader of the ministry? If so, please write it below. Now, I'm going to read what my wife wrote, but I'm not going to tell you which national ministry she wrote this to. And I want you to think through different Christian national ministries and think, what is their position on the public schools and warning people to take their kids out of the public schools? So my wife Cheryl wrote, dear so-and-so, those of us who homeschool our children do so precisely because of the issues that you are warning Christian parents about. How can you have such wisdom and discernment in seeing what is happening to our children in the public schools and still believe that educators have a sacred trust of responsibility toward parents? We love you and your ministry. When will you finally implore parents to rescue their children from the public schools? Why can't you just say it? Signed, Cheryl P. Enyart. Pamela. Cheryl Pamela Enyart. So that was pretty neat. My wife, now she doesn't get to listen to Bob and Yurt Live every day. We have seven boys, two grandkids, and any number of adopted kids. Not really. Like at the church and all our friends. And so she doesn't get to listen to the show every day like many other people can, but she listens frequently. But she just knows from her life's experience how the public schools are godless and they're destroying kids. And our national Christian ministries, which of our national Christian ministries are saying it's wrong to send your kids to a godless education system? These schools are destroying your kids. Don't take comfort in having your kids taught by a public school teacher who's implementing a godless curriculum. Pull your kids out immediately. Immediately pull your kids out of the public school system and homeschool them, and don't just accept any Christian private school, because so many are, you know, teach evolution and they're secular and they say nothing about homosexuality or abortion. So many. So homeschooling is the best. And if you can and you check out and if you have an extraordinary Christian private school nearby, okay, great. But get your kids out of the godless education system. All right. So good going for my wife, and hopefully the national Christian ministries will start warning people aggressively that their kids are being destroyed and they shouldn't feel comfortable having them in these godless public schools. Okay, what else? All right, so Washington, D.C. has declared a state of emergency. Let's see, how many murders so far this month of July? 13 murders so far this month, including a British man who was attacked in the Georgetown area Sunday. His throat was slit, and the attackers attempted to rape his companion. So weird. I don't even know if that would be a guy or a woman. It's an evil time we live in. Two groups of tourists were robbed at gunpoint on the National Mall. That's where the Washington Monument is. Just hours after the police chief declared a crime emergency in the city in response to the tremendous increase in violence. So that's in Washington, D.C. And I've often pointed out on this show that if you want to know how a government is, look at the capital cities and go around the country in different states and look at the capital cities and see how is the crime rate. And quite often the crime rate is the worst in the capital cities, even just feet, just yards, blocks from the Capitol buildings, the seat of government. You would think, wow, government is to protect people from criminals, deter crime. So the closer you get to the police station, the safer it should be. The closer you get to the Capitol, the safer it should be. Well, it's the opposite. Typically, the capital cities have among the worst crime rates in the state. And when you look at Washington, D.C., it's been on and off the murder capital of America, not only the capital, but the murder capital. All right, what else you have? So a number of us Christians from around the country are going to Jackson, Mississippi this week, starting this Saturday, Sunday. I'll be at church preaching at Denver Bible Church Sunday morning. And then a group of us are heading off to Jackson, Mississippi, and others are heading off today and tomorrow, in fact, to get there. Some are flying. And the goal is to try to close down the last abortion clinic in Mississippi with the Reverend Flip Benham at the helm, leading the effort of Operation Save America. You can get the details at our website at kgov.com. But this little town of Jackson, Mississippi, has declared a state of emergency over the past few weeks with the crime there. In fact, last Friday night, Jackson, Mississippi saw its second homicide during the state of emergency in a quintuple shooting outside a West Jackson nightclub. A 22-year-old man was shot and killed outside the Taqueria Mexicana, and the Bel Air Shopping Center. When you murder children by law, which is, of course, ultimately illegitimate and illegal, but when the government says you can murder children if they're inconvenient or whatever reason, then, of course, those children will grow up to disrespect the sanctity of life, those who survive being murdered in the womb, the most dangerous place in America, and you'll have an epidemic of criminals. From our young people, and that's exactly what we have. But we're going down to Jackson, Mississippi. That'll be great. Why did they charge Al Sharon $68,000 for 48 hours? A heart attack? They put three stints in. How long did that take? Took about 7 minutes. They did that so fast, and we were thankful, very thankful, for the great care that Pops received. But $68,000, you know why it's so expensive? Because the government helps to pay for it. The government helps, and you know what that means? That means you pay for it. And the government takes a cut, and we all pay a lot more than we would if the government didn't pay for it, but nobody can figure that out. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, the best Christian school I've ever seen, Maranatha.